This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you uneducated, useful idiots. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, there's much to talk about, as usual, especially what's going on in this country today, and we'll give it to you the best that we can. We're going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com in just a couple moments. Before I do that, I want to let you know how you can check us out online. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, both interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. 500,561 friends interacting alone on that page, plus the 5,000, plus the 35,000. So we got about 540-some thousand people interacting on a daily basis in this country because they believe that we can actually win the day. We know history repeats itself in a positive fashion as well. You better bet your bottom dollar during the time of the Revolutionary War, there's a whole lot of professors standing around talking about how much they love Jesus, who did absolutely nothing about the tyranny going on in the government concerning what was going on over there across the pond with tyrant King George. But there was 56 men, and there was less than 3% of the population, and there was those predecessors named the Black Robe Regiment that did the stuff. In other words, God used less than 3% of the population to establish what we have today. So in other words, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. You know, this morning I was on television nationwide. A lot of people are afraid of what's going on out there. I want to tell you this. First of all, as you well know, we don't take counsel from our fears in this country. Nor scripturally were we given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we also know that perfect love casts out all fear. Okay? So, in saying that, the Chinese have a broken definition to a word called crisis. And one is danger and one is opportunity. In America, what I look at concerning what's going on in this country is an opportunity to prove the God of Israel once again. If you want to know the God of Moses, then do the things that Moses did. If you want to know the God of David, then do the things that David did. And guess what they all did? They all obeyed the heart, from the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto them, because their eyes were fixed on the author and the finisher of their faith. His name is Jesus Christ. Yes, from Genesis all the way to the fulfilling of the promise, they all had the same Holy Spirit. Now, in saying that, friends, we have a huge opportunity in front of us. And like what I was telling the friends that were listening and watching television this morning, hey, listen, God is willing to go ahead and give us what we're willing to do in impossible situations, because Scripture tells us, God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles, with gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to His own will. Scripture tells unto us, call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. In the book of Psalms, the Bible tells us to open your mouth wide. The Lord will fill it. In other words, friends, when we're in a position of an impossible place, keep in mind that's where God always shows up, because man can do nothing to make anything go further or happen at that particular point. That's why Scripture tells us that no flesh should glory. Now, why is that? Because only the Holy Spirit will manifest the Christ through the cross, and God will always be glorified through His Son, Jesus Christ, in impossible situations. Can we do this? Absolutely we can do this. But, like I told the television audience this morning, friends, what would you think of a football team that was standing around saying, well, we hope we can win the Super Bowl? Well, the coach is going to come along and he's going to say, well, now get out there and play your hardest. You can't expect to win your freedoms if you're not willing to sacrifice and unwilling to fight for the freedoms in which you hope to attain. That's foolishness. And I want to share with you that hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given with you. What are you doing? And I want to encourage you, friends, to understand that what happened in the past can be repeated again in a positive, not just a negative. Because we know that history repeats itself with the likes of a Barack Hussein Obama, with the likes of a Hillary Clinton and a Bill Clinton and a George Bush and a Prescott Bush and an Adolf Hitler and a Pol Pot and a Joseph Stalin and the such, friends. And I can go on and on, Mao Zedong, on and on, Idi Amin, on and on, concerning dictators of the past. Well, they all found out that the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that opposes all. I'm sorry, it conquers all that would oppose the Bible. Again, Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the Bible is no mere book. Who would know better than him? The Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it. Friends, we can do the same things that our forefather did on their behalf. We have to be willing to lay it down for the end aim. And what is the end aim? That our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name will be glorified. But again, friends, if you want to know the God of Moses, then do what Moses did. Obey from the heart. If you want to know the God of David, if you want to know the God of Gideon, if you want to know the God of Samson, if you want to know the God of the 12 disciples and our Lord Jesus Christ, then simply do the same things that they did. Emulate those that won the day in impossible circumstances, friends. Read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, when you get a moment. And what is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So, friends, again, what is it that you're looking at? Shut the television off. Folks, I was going down into the Minneapolis area yesterday. I turn on the radio. Again, you all know, those that listen to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, I can only stomach Fox News for about 5 minutes, regardless of who's on there, because it's rhetorical. They never bring in biblical law or constitutional law that will bring about resolve. They never encourage the people to get out there and do what needs to get done concerning the crimes in the government and in our church today. And as I was listening to it, I just thought, well, this is like a dog chasing its tail. It's like a dog chasing its tail listening to these people that should know better. It's like a dog. Folks, you need to understand that Fox is the establishment. You need to understand that these conservative outlets, they are the establishment. And the establishment is what you're complaining about today. Going back to television in parallel to what I'm sharing with you now. I was on television where I was looking at the individual that I was having the conversation with. He's a great guy. Love him with my heart. 1 John 3:18. In all truth. Folks, if I was to be the enemy of the church and I seen what I seen today, I can see why your enemies are encouraged. Friends, you need to understand that now is the time to play the men and to play the women in the name of Christ, like it or not, folks, because patriots, conservatives, and real Christians all understand who the leader is. And if we're following the Christ, we're assured victory in life and or death. Be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm going to share some things with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to let you know as well, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com or not, remember that this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. We all understand here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com and anybody that knows their history that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said rightly the President of the United States, President Andrew Jackson, number 7. We understand that. We understand what we need to go back to. We understand where the rock is. The revelation's been given. We're established America. That's why you're called the light of the world. Upon this rock I will build my church. It was the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Giving you the news from abroad in the United States of America by contributors a vast amount. I want you to listen to some of the headlines because, folks, it's not me throwing this on top of them to write about certain topics. Here we go. Clinton Foundation, once again, donor denied entry to U.S. on terrorism charges. I'll just take this in stride. Clinton Foundation donor denied entry to U.S. on terrorism charges. Okay, who are the terrorist friends? Terrorism, again, defined in Oxford's dictionary, Old English. Government by intimidation. Who's attacking you more than this administration? Nobody. Who is ISIS? I was asked that question this morning on television. Bradley, what does ISIS and the SS have in common? Well, ISIS is the modern version of the SS globally. They have technology now to do so. But so do you, America. You have the heart and the spirit to resist, to defend what has been given to you at such a high price. As a matter of fact, I want to go back to Thomas Paine. You know what Thomas Paine said? He was one of the founders. He said the duty of a true patriot, which means and defines out to be as upholding dying laws, is to protect his country from its government. You are the government, and yes, government in America is an extension of what you allow them to be, but America, why are you allowing yourselves to submit to a bunch of demigods through arbitrary government when you all the well know that they're corrupt? From the top to the bottom. Again, listen to what Thomas Paine said. The duty of a true patriot is to protect his country from his own government. Okay? We're to guard that jewel called liberty. We're to guard it. We're to defend it. We're not to tolerate even the smallest jot or tittle of any violation concerning our representatives, concerning the laws of our enumerated Constitution in any sense of the word. Even at the smallest violation, a misdemeanor, they are to be removed. But we're talking about Clinton Foundation donor denied entry to U.S. on terrorism charges? Wow, America. Really? Who is the terrorist? Who are the terrorists? DHS, we shared with you just the other day, friends, the DHS just scrubbed another 1,000 names of potential terrorists in the United States of America. This is the second time that we know of. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, American flag barred from South Carolina football game. Folks, there's a whole lot of lawful lawsuits waiting to happen if you would just simply stand up. And there are plenty of attorneys that would take this on without charging you a dime. Constitutional, Christian, conservative lawyers across America are looking for you to take a stand and see it through. In South Carolina, you have a prime opportunity even today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every job Obama has created costs $2,722. Forgive me. $2,720,677 on average to produce. Folks, you're being pillaged. Folks, you're being pillaged. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Good cop vindicated after sheriff raids his home for calling out corruption in his hometown. Folks, you've seen this on television. You've seen this in movies of the past, friends. I mean, how often did corrupt politicians get away with what they were doing without the help of a corrupt law enforcement agency? I mean, folks, they work hand in glove. I mean, if you go back to Judges 6, this is exactly why the Lord told Gideon the first thing he must do is tear down his father's altar so he could deal and see who the enemies are. And once he did that, guess what? They came under attack by the enemies that those within were selling out the people to. Just like you're seeing your politicians today. If you were to shut down your politicians, your enemies and their faces would be very clear. But I don't see how they can get any clearer than what they are today in America. We know exactly who they are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the paradox of free speech. We just talked about this clown the other day, folks. And I want to tell you, this is the kind of mentality that we are dealing with concerning the younger generation. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about Kaepernick. I mean, folks, he's talking about oppression. We spent the whole hour on Monday talking about him. I mean, folks, just yesterday he did a press conference with a Malcolm X hat on. On his shirt, he had a picture of Fidel Castro speaking with Malcolm X. And it said on his T-shirt, like minds think alike. And this is the guy that is going along. You folks, he's given away to reason, in fact. And he's given himself over to the propagandist every step of the way. He's eating the pill now. There's no question about that. But folks, every step of the way, this fool has stuck both of his feet in his mouth. I mean, he has eyes to see and he has ears to hear. But he doesn't hear and he doesn't see. He's talking about those oppressed black folks. We talked about it on Monday. Go ahead and download the podcast. But I want to highlight some other things. Folks, he's got white parents. He was adopted. He's talking about those oppressed black folks. We talked about the NFL, the NBA. The percentage easy of players in both of those outfits, friends, are black players. 74%, 67%. And I talked about on Monday how you don't land on top of the mountain. You have to crawl there, and he should know this all the well. But he wants to go ahead and give himself over to the propagandists and talk about those oppressed black folks. And those bad, bad white cops, folks, statistically it doesn't line up. He's got it completely backwards. And this is what's being thrown on the American people. But did you also know that this oppressed individual, Kaepernick, also signed a $114 million contract? I mean, it's just over the top, his hypocrisies. But here we are. And again, I want to let you know that this is what we're up against. And I want to tell you what he's listening to. He's listening to the political language. You know how I have always shared with you in the past how there's two different languages, and Scripture tells us that in 1 John 4. There's a voice of the Spirit and there's a voice of the world. And when you listen to politicians that this Kaepernick is listening to, they're propagandist friends. You need to understand, you know already that they are working for special interests, not we the people. You know that already, America. It's political language. And what is political language designed to do? Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable. Political language, PC, as you call it, is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectably, as well as those that give themselves over, like Kaepernick is, to this political language, the PC language, folks. You're traitors to principles by going along to get along with this political language. And I would ask the question, why is that? I know. Bradley, this is just too radical. No, it's not radical enough. Isn't it interesting how people will look at a guy like me for telling you the things that I'm telling you right now, and they'll liken that to hate? I mean, the fact of the matter is, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And that's exactly what we're up against. But we can still see the American people still have a little common sense by dealing with the likes of Kaepernick and calling him out for who he is and what he stands for. Friends, he needs to be removed. He really does. And it looks like that just may happen. He's not standing for the truth, folks. And keep in mind as well, Mr. Kaepernick just recently converted to Islam before his anti-American stance. And I've told you, and I'm telling you again, God is going to get your attention one way or another. It's interesting, I actually put a post out on my Facebook, and I'll tell you, you can put abortion on there. Nobody will respond. They won't like it. You can put what God's Word says about the abominable lifestyles of the homosexuals. They won't even respond to it. But I'll tell you what, you put anything out there on their sports gods like Kaepernick, boy, I got so many responses, friends, I could spend the whole hour and not get them all out to you. It shows you that where a man's treasure is, there his heart is also. And it shows you what it's hooked on in America. That's why you're in trouble. And here's the media to put the mic right up to a Marxist mouth like that. Why is that, America?
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting what's going on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know what was interesting when I was on television this morning? I was actually honored that this individual would refer his television watchers over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, stating that you're going to get over there at sonsoflibertymedia.com what the state-controlled narrative will not give you. No, it runs counter, antithetical, in contrast, direct contrast, because they're giving you half-truths. They're omitting truths. They're telling you blatant lies. We're just giving it to you, folks, black and white. I mean, folks, it's so black and white around here. My fish are black and white. And I kid you negative. Let's go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Mexican foreign minister calls on Congress in America to violate the Second Amendment. Wow. I mean, folks, I mean, it's the Chinese calling for a violation of the Second Amendment. How is it that foreign countries see fit and feel so puffed up within themselves that they have a voice in the matter concerning what's going on over here? America, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order monkeys. Do you understand this? I hope you do. And notice that every one of these foreign countries that are allied with Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, they're all calling for what? Not only just the New World Order, friends, they're also calling for disarmament. And they're calling on your Congress to do so. Your representatives to do so. What is it that Congress knows that you don't know, America? I mean, you've already seen the Judases within, selling you out for 30 pieces of silver. In America, if you refuse to bear your cross, you're going to be crucified sooner or later. But look at this. Mexico's foreign minister calls on Congress to violate the Second Amendment. Man, the temerity, the audacity. Again, America, you need to begin to think about what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Further than what you have. Don't tell me, well, I already knew this. Well, what are you doing about the problem? Because if you thought it through and you understand as to what we're dealing with in this country right now, you wouldn't be sitting on your immoralities, let me tell you. George Washington University hires convicted jihadi terrorist as a university expert. Woo! Hey, America. George Washington University in America, in your backyard, in Washington, D.C., hires convicted jihad terrorist as university expert. How is that working out for you, America? I can tell you. Because if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can watch another video. This is what civilization jihad looks like in Australia. Hey, folks, prevention is better than cure. Oh, I just spent some time reading the Book of Lamentations the other day. And I'll tell you what, some of the things that I was reading were terrifying. What's terrifying about is that there was nations that refused to hear that prophet Jeremiah, to the point that they found themselves at the end of their rope, where no more mercy was shown, and they began to see the face and the wrath of a just and a holy God that they would not listen to. At that particular time, you better bet your bottom dollar, they wished they would have listened when they had time to listen, but they didn't. See, reason came back. They came back to themselves after the fact when it was too late. America, why is it? How is it? You look at those that you're allowing to destroy, to commit the act of treason with foreign nations, that are literally giving your country over to the likes of foreigners. Oh, friends, we can go down that road for a while, can't we? Russia, China, Saudi Arabia. Folks, we can go down that road. You all the well-knowing, how is it that you allow these representatives to stand on the boat that we're all standing on, including themselves, they just don't know it yet, right, to blow holes in the base of that ship? And if they would simply look in Scripture, they could see that they're only being used by God to bring forth chastisement, and if not chastisement, judgment upon a disobedient people. And at length, you should see what the Lord does with tyrants at length. It's worse for them than it was for their children, or his children, I'm sorry, that were chastised or judged in many cases. But what they had to go through, they didn't have to go through it had they watched freedom and guarded it as a jewel. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, MDA founder claims NRA, supporting Second Amendment, is attacking Americans. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, is Obama going to try ratifying the Paris Climate Accord, the Climate Accord, without Senate approval? Of course he is. Hey, folks, keep in mind, Muslims are above American law. And he's been acting accordingly over the last 7 3/4 years. And you, America, have allowed him to do it. That Saudi agent in the People's White House. So, to suggest as a question, is Obama going to try ratifying the Paris Climate Accord without Senate approval? How many things has he done without Senate's approval or Congress's approval? And Congress has allowed him to do it. But again, thank God you got ISA and Gowdy taking it to him, right? Without any enforcement of the law to judgment, to establish righteousness, to send the message to those that serve we the people, we will not tolerate your crimes, not a once. Not a fruit hanging from either one of their branches, friends. But yet you rest content with Gowdy and the likes of ISA. Wow. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. South Carolina governor signs new concealed carry agreement with North Carolina and Georgia. Good for them. Hey, but America, let me remind you of something here. You never lost the right. You put yourself in a position now with your backs up into a corner where you're having to wait for those that represent you to decide as to what they're going to do with your God-given rights. You've let them do that. But that's good news for those in South Carolina. Governor signs new concealed carry agreement with North Carolina and Georgia. Got another one for you. This is good. Jesus said that when you're smacked on one side of your cheek, go ahead and turn the other one also onto them. But notice that God created us with two cheeks. So after the second time, friends, keep in mind they're on their own. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims harass group of praying Catholics, gets knocked out with one punch. America, where have you been led to believe that you don't have the right to defend yourself? You have every right under the sun, under God and the sun, to defend yourselves, your families, and your properties. You do not need to ask for government approval to do that. And going back to what took place here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslims harasses group of praying Catholics, gets knocked out with one punch. Folks, you don't have to tolerate their lack of assimilation into this country. You know, they come into this country and they want you to assimilate to their ungodly, satanic lifestyles that they brought. They want you to suck up the dirt that they take from their desolate nations. In other words, America, they want you to assimilate. They want you to live the way as to the, what they bring from their countries over here. They want you to be ruled by them when they come over to America. For those that did not understand or understand the definition of assimilation, it means they come here and they subject to our lifestyle, our laws, our ways. Well, that's not what they're doing. But if you're going to go ahead and again make yourself sheep, as Ben Franklin said, just keep in mind the wolves are going to devour. But when you look at these little effeminate pansies, I agree with what this Catholic did. Hey, one punch, you got it. But I want to reiterate the point here, America. You have every right under God to defend yourselves, your families, and your properties. And keep in mind, your rights are only forfeited. They're not taken away. Oh, Bradley, I just don't understand that. No. Let me say it this way. Either you're going to resist tyrants and obey God, or what's going to happen is you're going to be, instead of being ruled by the Word of God, you're going to be ruled by the tyrant. And when you begin to take on the voice that you can no longer defend yourself, or you need government approval to defend yourself, you can see that tyranny is already at work. You don't need to ask the government to protect yourself. You don't need to ask the government to protect your family. You don't need to ask the government. Folks, keep in mind that our rights came not from the generosity of the state. They came from the hand of God, said John F. Kennedy. And don't ever forget what I'm telling you. So, folks, there is a plethora of topics on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and you better bet your bottom dollar we're giving you information that there's very far and few between that are willing to give you. And we're not just magnifying the problem, America. We're giving you the answers, and we're not selling the fear of consequence. We're selling the fear of God. I'm selling the truth. Buy it and sell it not, furthermore, is what Scripture tells us. But there is a plethora of topics on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that you're going to get nowhere else. And by the way, we're not trying to be, set ourselves higher than others. We're just simply telling you we're sick and tired of defeatism. We're sick and tired of hearing about the problems. We want the answers, and that's exactly what we're doing. Again, friends, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're giving you the knowledge as to why you're being destroyed, and if you want to respond to the truth and deal with it, remember, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. So God bless you and your efforts. We're with you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I'm just wondering if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, I'm kind of bored. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to share this with you. It's some audio. I caught it yesterday, and it's in line with exactly what we have been talking about. And again, I hear people say, I hate when people talk about judgment and statistics and how bad things are. I do too. And I know we can get over the top of this in Jesus' name. Because we know that He's made us more than conquerors. We know that we overcome the world by the faith that has been bestowed upon us. Who is the author and the finisher of our faith? His name is Jesus Christ. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. We know that. That's all Scripture tells us, is how we overcome through Christ. We get that as we bear our cross. But when I caught this, I thought, I got to share this with people. Now, I want you to keep in mind, before I share this audio with you, it's a high-level Disney IT worker who was fired and replaced with immigrant workers from India, Muslims, who had temporary work visas along with hundreds of his fellow IT colleagues. I want you to listen carefully to this individual, but I want you, This is where I want to take it. I want you to pay attention to the fact as well that this guy probably had no need for the things of God. He had no problem with what a corrupt system of the church and the government has been advocating through homosexuality and abortion. He was probably living his own selfish life, doing what he was going to go ahead and do until he lost his job. Now, Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy 28, in and under judgment, that the foreigner will be made the head and you'll be made the tail. The Bible tells us that another people will take away your sons and your daughters. They will go into captivity. The Bible tells us under judgment that your wives will be given over to a foreign people. As a matter of fact, even in the book of Lamentations, during the time of judgment where people wish they did what they should have done when they had the time to do it, but they did it not, it tells us that our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to foreigners. I want you to understand the severity of what happens during a time of judgment. And I'm not using that. I'm telling you, let's use a little common sense and avoid that. And that's not the reason that you go to God. You go to God because you are a sinner and your sin is finding you out. You've sinned against a just and a holy God. You have violated His moral life, or His moral law. And you need to find your life only that in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Because we live unto Him who died for us. But in going back to this guy right here, friends, I guarantee you, he was living his own little life, had no ear for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He had no ear for the warnings that God gives faithfully through those that know the Word of God prophetically. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33, 3. But listen to this guy. And again, I want you to keep in mind, this is after the fact. This is a little salt on your tongues as to the things that are coming into this country if we refuse to hear what the Lord is saying to us, America. Listen to this carefully.
I walked into a small conference room with about 24 highly respected fellow IT workers. The Disney executive made a harsh announcement to us all. All of you in this room will be losing your jobs in the next 90 days. Your jobs have been given over to a foreign workforce. In the meantime, you will be training your replacements until your jobs are 100% transferred over to them. And if you do not cooperate, you will not receive any severance pay. I was completely silent during this meeting, thinking how this was going to affect my coworkers. How was it going to break news to my family and pay all of our expenses? I would soon be living on unemployment. Later that same day, I clearly remember going to the local church pumpkin sale and having to tell the kids I couldn't buy any that year because of my job was being turned over to a foreign worker. I started to think what kind of an American I was becoming. Was I going to become part of ruining our country by taking severance pay in exchange for training my foreign replacement? How many other American families would be affected by the same foreign worker that I trained? The first part of my 90-day period was focused on capturing all that we did with our jobs. We all felt extremely humiliated when the foreign worker sat next to us and watched everything that we did. The final period of the 90 days was the most disgraceful and demoralizing, as we had to watch the foreign workers completely take over our jobs. And we came to grips that the upcoming Disney jobs promise didn't exist. Then finally, on January 31st of 2015, we were ordered to turn in our company badges, laptops, and then ushered out the door. How can it be that everybody that hears these stories about Disney and the like, from the barbers to the bankers, are completely shocked? Yet our lawmakers continue to debate the topic and take no action. The reason that more affected IT workers don't come out into the public is twofold. And that is why most lawmakers mostly hear from the tech giants and are very rarely heard from the displaced American workers who will disclose themselves publicly.
Yeah, you know what that reminds me of? No, folks, there is a human side of me that feels for this man. Absolutely. But is he repenting because he lost his job to foreigners? Or is he repenting before God because he's violated his moral law and he has a need for his Savior, Jesus Christ? I mean, because we see clearly as to what it says. Folks, you can go ahead and turn the dial all that you want, but keep in mind, this is going to come to your front door or you're going to go to judgment, one of the two. And both in the natural and in the spiritual, it defines out to be the same, does it not? Yes, it does. I guarantee you that this guy had no more of an interest for his country, let's just take it in the natural, for his country until this happened to him, to understand the severity of what is actually happening. America, let me say this again. A foreign country is not under attack. You are. And this is judgment. Your enemies are not, they think they're having their way. They're not. They're just being used like Nebuchadnezzar did and was. They're just being used for a moment. Okay? But I want you to understand that when I watched this video, I fell for this man. But the second thing that went through me was the fact that he had no care or no need to respond to what's going on in his country, and he was okay with it as long as his boss told him to do so. He was willing to do it as long as he had a paycheck, as his country was being betrayed by the likes of Disney, furthermore. But I bet you God's got his full attention now. One way or another, God is going to get your attention, America. On Monday, I shared with you how Kaepernick, the enemy on the field. I mean, the Lord put him right on the television set for everybody that worships the sports gods to see who the enemy is. He is within. Terror without and the sword within, the sword without and terror within, friends. What's happening? Exactly that. It reminds me of Martin Niemöller. First they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. I had my job. Everything was okay. I have no need for God. I have no need to get involved with corruption in the church and in the government. It has nothing to do with, oh, hey, folks, the fire burns around you, but rest assured, sooner or later it's going to nip you too. See, and what you're commanded by God to do is to prevent all of this. But if you fail to do that because you're impotent, well, you got coming what you got coming. Martin Niemöller again said, then they came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak out. Well, of course not, because you had your job. Everything was going good. Football game on Sunday. Hey, I have no care about those babies being murdered in the womb. Oh, homosexual marriage over at Disney, this guy says. Oh, no problem. As long as I'm getting paid, they can come into the park. Hey, folks, were you aware of, just a side note, were you aware of the pedophiles that were caught in Disney and in the other parks over at Universal? And by the way, some of these things were found to have Muslim leaders. I don't know if you knew this or not, but again, you've been told. I guarantee you they had no care about that because in June they have a day set aside just for the homosexuals, which feed and fuel the fire of the pedophiles in the parks that are laying for the kids. I just wanted to share that with you. You can go online and find that. That's all over the place. Universal and Disney. Martin Niemöller said, then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out. Of course, you're not Jewish. Why should you? Why should you look out for your brother? Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Where's the love? Hey, we are our brother's keepers. Where are and where is those that love, and where is the love concerning those that say they love? I see a whole lot of profession, but very little action. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. Martin Niemöller said, then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. No, that's exactly what's going to happen here too, America. Mark God's word, that's what's going to happen here if you fail to respond.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? It all began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.